What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my third episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. Happy October. We are officially only 25 days away from Halloween, so I'd say it's about time you started planning your awesome Miley Cyrus costume right about now. I'd like to start off the show today by updating you all on some things I talked about last Tuesday on Uncovered. Last week, I played a cover of Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love by a girl named Krista Hughes, and told you all about how she was going to be auditioning for The Voice later that night. Well, I watched The Voice last week, and I am extremely excited to announce that Krista turned all four chairs with her performance of Bonnie Raitt and John Prine's Angel from Montgomery, and ultimately joined Blake Shelton's team. How cool is that? She's from Coal City, West Virginia, and she said in her interview that she had never even been on an airplane before going on The Voice. I'm so proud of this girl, and it feels really cool to have discovered her on YouTube before she got famous. For last week's celebrity cover, I played Miley Cyrus's rendition of Jolene by Dolly Parton. I actually forgot to mention last week that Miley was going to be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which she was, and she also hosted the season premiere episode of Saturday Night Live this past weekend. She was great. She played some of the songs off of her new album, Miley Cyrus and Her Dead Pets. That's the name of the album. And she wore a variety of crazy outfits, so like I said before, there's a lot to work with in terms of Halloween costumes there. At one point, she had these floor-length dreadlocks on and a flower bikini. It was insane. Anyway, I've got some really talented musicians lined up for you guys today. This show, you're going to hear covers of Mariah Carey and Miguel's Beautiful, Ray Charles's Georgia on My Mind, and Maroon 5's Maps, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a guy named Nathaniel Willems. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Willems. I think it's Willems. He's from Cape Town, South Africa, but now lives in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne. He's 28 years old, and he actually gained a pretty decent following after competing on Australian Idol in 2006, and then on The X Factor in 2012, where he came in sixth place. I found him pretty recently on YouTube, and I think that he is extremely talented. His YouTube handle is just his name, Nathaniel Willems, and that's spelled W-I-L-L-E-M-S-E. W-I-L-L-E-M-S-E, Willems. He's also on Facebook and has his own personal website at nathanielofficial.com.au. He also has his own Wikipedia page, so I think he's pretty popular as an up-and-coming musician in Australia. I mean, if having your own Wikipedia page isn't indicative of success, then I mean, I don't know what is. I think his sound is really a mixture of a bunch of different genres. You can definitely hear some pop and some soul and some R&B. A little bit of funk mixed with an acoustic singer-songwriter sound. He's kind of an eclectic mix. He released his debut single, Vertigo, in 2008 on iTunes. He was also involved in a promotional campaign where he was interviewed by Fox FM for their Australian First program and delivered a live acoustic performance of his single Vertigo. He also went on to perform live on Channel 9's Mornings with Carrie Ann, that's an Australian channel, and headlined the exclusive 2007 New Year's Eve party for Channel 7 and 3AW at Melbourne's Eureka Tower. He plays the guitar and the piano, and he also writes songs. He actually has a 6-track EP out on iTunes that he released in 2011. He's apparently collaborated with some of Australia's most prolific and accomplished songwriters, producers, and musicians, most of which I am not particularly familiar with, and is now signed with DNA Songs through Sony Music Australia. He also has a new album that will be released at the end of this month, on October 23rd, called Yours, with some of his more recent singles, Live Louder, You, and You're Beautiful. I think that this guy could go extremely far. He has a really nice tone to his voice. It's extremely clear, and you can tell he has so much passion for his music. That's something that you really miss when you're just listening to these covers over the radio. When you're actually watching these cover artists perform on video, you can really see how passionate they are. And that's true, again, of live music, going to see an artist perform live versus hearing them on the radio or seeing them on TV. I think just a visual of musicians performing really adds to a performance. I think this kid has a ton of potential, and I really believe that we will be seeing him hitting the U.S. pop scene soon. The song that I'm going to be playing for you guys today is Nathaniel's cover of Beautiful by Mariah Carey featuring Miguel. Now, Mariah Carey is a huge international pop star. Throughout her career, Mariah has sold more than 200 million records worldwide, making her one of the best-selling music artists of all time. According to the Record Industry Association of America, she is the third best-selling female artist in the United States. With the release of Touch My Body in 2008, Mariah gained her 18th number one single in the United States, more than any other solo artist ever. In 2012, she was ranked second on VH1's list of the 100 Greatest Women in Music, which is pretty amazing, considering she hasn't really put out new music in quite a while. She's also won 5 Grammy Awards, 19 World Music Awards, 11 American Music Awards, and 14 Billboard Music Awards, so she has a pretty amazing credentials. Referred to as the, quote, songbird supreme by the Guinness World Records, Mariah is famed for her 5-octave vocal range and powerful voice. Now, Mariah has certainly had an amazing career. However, when I saw her last, I think she was performing on some sort of Christmas special last year or something. I think it was the very Grammy Christmas or whatever last year. I totally didn't think she sounded very good. And don't get me wrong, Mariah is an amazing singer. However, I feel like she's kind of been MIA in the music scene lately, and I think her voice is suffering because of that. I mean, granted, she is 46 years old now. She looks amazing. You would never know. And she's always hitting such ridiculously high notes and doing these crazy runs. I mean, maybe it's just her voice being overused from years of singing so intensely. Regardless of how she sounds now, there's no denying her talent and her accomplishments. I've always loved this song, Beautiful. The name of the song is actually hashtag Beautiful. That's the real name of the song, if you see it written. Miguel is also on the track, another extremely talented R&B singer. The track was released in 2013 and peaked at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and at number 3 on the Hot R&B Hip-Hop Songs chart in the United States. It received a platinum certification from the Record Industry Association of America and is Mariah's 13th single to ship 1 million copies. It peaked at number 6 on the Australian singles chart and has also received a platinum certification by the Australian Record Industry Association and gold certification from Recorded Music NZ. That's New Zealand's Record Industry Association. So she's a pretty international pop star. I think Nathaniel really did Mariah justice on this cover. So, without further ado, here is Nathaniel Willems' cover of Beautiful by Mariah Carey, featuring Miguel, here on Uncovered, with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
My bike, let the good wind blow through your hair. With a nest like that and a smile so bright, oh, you're killing me, you know it ain't fair. Right on through the middle of the night, let the moonlight kiss your skin. When you dance like that, your jeans so tight, oh, you're killing me, baby, do it again. Yeah, you're beautiful, and your mind is freaking beautiful. And I can't pretend that that doesn't mean a thing to me, yeah. You're beautiful. Good Lord, you're freaking beautiful. And I can't pretend that that doesn't mean a thing to me, yeah. I like when you're running red lights, don't stop till you thrill me. Oh, how you thrill me, always in control. How you do it, I don't know, but I don't care. Take me anywhere, it's beautiful. Oh, you make me feel untouchable. And I can't pretend that that doesn't mean a thing to me, yeah. You're beautiful, and your mind is freaking beautiful. Pretend that that doesn't mean a thing to me, yeah. You're beautiful, good Lord, you're freaking beautiful. And I can't pretend that that doesn't mean a thing to me, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Nathaniel Willems' cover of Beautiful by Mariah Carey and Miguel. Isn't he good? I just love the sound of his voice. He has an amazing falsetto. His voice is so smooth. I read when I was researching him that a lot of people kind of compare him to Justin Timberlake, especially when he sings a more soulful song or a more R&B song. I think he is great. I think he's extremely talented. I actually recently learned that he opened up for Mariah Carey on the Australian leg of her world tour last year, which is pretty cool, especially considering he did this cover of Beautiful. I really hope you guys liked it. If you did like what you heard, You should definitely go check out his YouTube channel. His YouTube handle is just his name, Nathaniel Willems, and that's Willems, W-I-L-L-E-M-S-E. Willems. I think I got it down now. Okay, I think we're going to move on to our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a girl named Hannah Mulholland. So, I found this girl a few years ago with this cover, and I still come back to it to this day because I love it. I love it so much. This girl is from Malibu, California, The Boo, and she was actually on the 2011 season of American Idol, which is super cool. I don't remember her at all. She started playing the piano at the age of 5, taught herself to play the guitar at age 12, and she now also plays the banjo, mandolin, and the auto harp. I always think it's amazing when people are able to teach themselves how to play instruments. I've tried teaching myself how to play some songs on the guitar from guitar tabs online, and I'll tell you, I found it to be incredibly difficult. I was never very successful with that. Anyway, her YouTube handle is just her name, Hannah Mulholland, Mulholland, spelled M-U-L, and then Holland, like the country, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, M-U-L-H-O-L-L-A-N-D. I read on her personal website and her YouTube bio that in 2013, she was cast as the leading role for a musical web series for Red Bull called Exit Vine. So that's pretty cool. She actually moved to Nashville just last year. And you know, it's funny. She describes herself as a country singer-songwriter. But in this cover I'm going to play for you guys, she doesn't sound country at all. She has a self-titled country EP out on iTunes right now with 6 original songs. She's super talented with a gentle but extremely soulful voice. Today, I'm going to play you Hannah's cover of Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles. An absolutely incredible song by an incredible artist. The track was originally written by Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell, but it wasn't until the legendary Ray Charles recorded a version of the song for his 1960 album, The Genius Hits the Road, that the song became a major hit. It reached the number one spot for a week in November 1960 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, and it even became the official state song of the state of Georgia in 1970. Now, Ray Charles has been nicknamed, quote, the High Priest of Soul. He was blind from the age of 7, but he never let this stop him from creating amazing music. Ray Charles was born in Albany, Georgia, and he pioneered the genre of soul music during the 1950s by combining R&B, gospel, and blues styles into the music he recorded for Atlantic Records. He also contributed to the racial integration of country and pop music during the 1960s with his crossover success on ABC Records. While he was on ABC, with ABC Records, Ray Charles became one of the first African-American musicians to be granted artistic control by a mainstream record company, which completely revolutionized the entire music industry. Frank Sinatra once called him, quote, the only true genius in show business. In 2004, Rolling Stone ranked Ray Charles at number 10 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time, and number 2 on their November 2008 list of the 100 greatest singers of all time. In 1981, he was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he was also one of the very first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at its inaugural ceremony in 1986. Ray Charles easily had one of the most recognizable voices in American music history. His influence on the music industry can be seen in the work of the musicians who followed him: Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, even Elvis Presley. In October 2004, the incredibly impactful film Ray was released, a biopic portraying Ray Charles's life and career between 1930 and 1979, starring Jamie Foxx as Ray. Foxx won the 2005 Academy Award for Best Actor for the role. I personally love Ray Charles. I think that he was an extremely influential musician, and his music absolutely still lives on to this day. So, right about now, I'm going to play you Hannah Mulholland's cover of Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia.
Thanks so much for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Hannah Mulholland's cover of Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles. I love Hannah's version of this classic song. It's so stripped down. I love how well you can really hear the soulfulness and the gentleness in her voice. This cover is actually from 2011, but I still think that it is one of her best songs yet on her YouTube channel. She really made this song her own, and I just love it. There's no denying that she is super talented. I hope you guys enjoyed that cover as much as I did. Make sure you go check out her YouTube channel. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Hannah Mulholland, and that's M-U-L Holland, M-U-L-H-O-L-L-A-N-D. Especially if you're a fan of country, she has all of her original songs up on her YouTube channel, and she's also an amazing country singer. Right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, I played some awesome covers of Mariah Carey and Miguel's Beautiful and Ray Charles's Georgia on My Mind. If you're just tuning in and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next cover that I'm going to play, I am extremely excited about. I just discovered this group on YouTube over the weekend, and I immediately knew that I had to feature them on my show this week. They're called Postmodern Jukebox, and I can't even contain my excitement about them. They are absolutely phenomenal. The group was founded by a guy named Scott Bradley, and the whole concept is that they, quote, take pop music back in time. These guys take modern songs and turn them into vintage classics. It's amazing. They're amazing. There's a bunch of different singers and musicians. It's never the same person singing. It's great. There's incredible variety. Their YouTube handle is just Postmodern Jukebox, and that's postmodern spelled as one word, no hyphen or anything. After hearing their cover, you're going to want to check them out ASAP. They really go all out, too. They dress up in vintage clothing. Backup singers do choreographed Motown movements, and they really play the part in the videos they create. They have a whole series of videos with the, quote, sad clown with the golden voice, who is a giant 7-foot-tall clown named Puddles, dressed in a full clown outfit, who, frankly, I find to be super creepy, but, you know, you gotta keep it interesting. So, about this Scott Bradley guy who founded the group. He's a pianist and a composer. He grew up in New Jersey and fell in love with jazz at the age of 12 after hearing George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue for the first time. Bradley became a successful performer in the New York jazz scene and served as music director for an interactive off-Broadway theater experience called Sleep No More. In looking for creative inspiration, Bradley began reworking popular music as an exercise. In 2009, he released Hello, My Ragtime 80s, which incorporated ragtime-style piano into popular music from the 80s. He gained popularity in 2012 with a Motown tribute to Nickelback, a collaboration with local musicians that arranged Nickelback's songs in the style of 1960s R&B music. In 2013, Bradley began to work more seriously on forming Postmodern Jukebox, a rotating group of musicians producing covers of pop songs in the styles of jazz, ragtime, and swing. The group burst onto the public radar with their doo-wop cover of Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop, featuring Motown vocal group The T-Tones. The group's videos apparently soon began going viral. I don't know where I was because for some reason I just discovered them the other day. But Bradley was actually interviewed on NPR, and Postmodern Jukebox performed live on Good Morning America and Fuse. The group visited Cosmopolitan Magazine's New York office for a year-end review of their work and popular songs from the year. Where have I been? I've never heard of these guys. They're amazing. Several other artists have publicly noted their appreciation for the group's work. Among the group's prominent guest musicians are saxophonist Dave Koz, who collaborated with them in a jazz cover of Careless Whisper, and Naya, who joined them for a space jazz version of The End of the World. Postmodern Jukebox's October 2013 collaboration with Puddles, the 7-foot clown, on a cover of Lorde's Royals, generated particularly strong interest, probably due to how bizarre that clown is. As of September 2014, this video, the cover of Lorde's Royals, is the second most popular on the Postmodern Jukebox YouTube channel with over 8.7 million views. In 2013, Bradley found interest from the video game industry, gaining a composer credit for 2K Games' BioShock Infinite soundtrack, which features four of his stylized arrangements. In early September 2014, Bradley uploaded a 1940s jazz interpretation of Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass called All About That Upright Bass. The video received 8 million views in just 3 months. Also, at the end of last year, Postmodern Jukebox was listed as number 42 on New Media Rockstar's Top 100 channel. So, the cover I'm going to be playing you guys today is Postmodern Jukebox's cover of Maps by Maroon 5. This track actually features New York-based vocalist Morgan James. Originally from Idaho, James attended the prestigious Juilliard School and is now signed with Epic Records. She's been on Broadway, and she released her first studio album, Hunter, just last year. She is incredibly talented and a powerful singer, and she has been featured on multiple covers with Postmodern Jukebox. I can't even wait for you guys to hear this cover. Maroon 5 has been outrageously successful throughout the past two decades, and this song, Maps, comes off their most current album, V. I've personally been a huge fan of Maroon 5 since day one. This Love was actually the first song I ever downloaded on LimeWire in sixth grade. Along with Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. If that's not a throwback, then I don't know what is. Any Maroon 5 song is difficult to sing. Adam Levine is a phenomenal vocalist and has such an impressive range. But you guys have to hear this. Morgan James is incredible. So, here is Postmodern Jukebox's unique cover of Maps by Maroon 5 with Morgan James on lead vocals. I know you guys are going to love it. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Song tonight, I'm changing all of the stations.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Postmodern Jukebox's cover of Maps by Maroon 5 with Morgan James on lead vocals. Do you see why I was so excited about this group? They are absolutely amazing. Scott Bradley is a genius. Who is this guy? I've never even heard of him. This is just amazing. You guys have to go check out their YouTube channel to hear more of their covers. The creativity involved in creating these arrangements is outstanding. And I've had this song stuck in my head ever since I heard it this past weekend. Morgan James is a complete beast on those vocals. Scott Bradley sure knows how to pick them. I follow Postmodern Jukebox on Facebook, and I actually noticed that they were doing this whole hashtag PMJ search competition thing, where they were looking for a new vocalist to work with on future videos. It was super cool because I got to see some of the entries that they posted, and all of the musicians were super talented. Musical talent is everywhere. Wow, it just blows me away. The world is filled with musical talent. Postmodern Jukebox is actually going to be going on tour, or they're already on tour, and they're totally going to be live at the Warfield in San Francisco on December 12th and 13th. I'm seriously considering buying tickets because I have fallen in love with this group so much, and I think that the whole concept behind Postmodern Jukebox is just genius. These musicians are absolutely amazing. I don't know what they will do on their tour, but I'm assuming they'll have just a huge repertoire of musicians traveling with them. I can't even imagine. So go check them out. Once again, their YouTube handle is just Postmodern Jukebox, and that's postmodern spelled as one word with no hyphen. They're also on Facebook and online at postmodernjukebox.com or pmjlive.com. Also, they have a ton of music, all covers, out on iTunes. Go check them out and support these incredible musicians. Okay, guys, now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu. Again, if you missed the first few segments of my show and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's songs. And this week, I am extremely excited to announce that I'll be playing a cover done by none other than the amazingly talented Sam Smith. I absolutely love Sam Smith. I saw him live at Outside Lands this past year, and I have to say, I went all 3 days. I saw some super awesome artists such as the legendary Elton John, the Black Keys, Chet Faker, Porter Robinson, Glass Animals, etc., etc. But Sam Smith was undeniably my favorite performer. He is so talented. The things he does with his voice are unbelievable. He sounded incredible live. I'd also like to mention that this guy, this international superstar, is only 23 years old. Did you know that? He's 23 years old. Let that sink in for a second. He was born on May 19th, one day after my birthday, in 1992. He's a baby. And he has already made an international name for himself in the pop scene. He's amazing. Sam Smith is so bae. Just last night, my mom asked me who I liked more, Ed Sheeran or Sam Smith. And that is like the most difficult question ever. I mean, they're two completely different artists. Ed Sheeran is more singer-songwriter-y, and Sam Smith has more of a classic crooner sound. I've been talking about Ed Sheeran a lot on my show. I feel like Ed Sheeran maybe has more of a modern sound. But then again, Sam Smith has been making music with DJ duo Disclosure lately, and he still sounds so amazing on those modern EDM tracks. Both artists are extremely talented, both Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith. Extremely versatile and super young. Ed Sheeran is only 24 years old. And I have to say, I love them both equally. I just can't choose. So today I have Sam Smith covering Whitney Houston's song, How Will I Know? I actually talked about Whitney Houston extensively on my first episode of Uncovered, where I played a mashup cover of her song I Wanna Dance With Somebody, mixed with Chris Brown's Yo, Excuse Me, Miss. My good friend DJ Dizzy D actually introduced me to this cover just the other day. You can find it on the SiriusXM YouTube channel, which I guess is kind of similar to the BBC Live Lounge that I've been talking about and I've been featuring on my shows for the past 2 weeks. So artists can come in and perform live covers or do live renditions of their own songs. And obviously everybody sounds absolutely amazing. Whitney Houston's song, How Will I Know, was released in 1985 and was her second number one single in the United States Billboard Hot 100. It spent 2 weeks atop the chart and also became Houston's first chart topper on the Canadian RPM singles chart. It reached international success, reaching the top 10 in Sweden, Ireland, Norway, and the UK, and the top 20 in the Netherlands, New Zealand, and Switzerland. The music video for How Will I Know caught the attention of MTV, creating a crossover appeal to the popular music charts and influencing several other African-American female musicians to follow in Whitney Houston's footsteps. I personally love oldies music. Motown, I love Motown. 80s pop, I listen to 98.1 Kiss FM, The Bay's Old School, all the time. I'm always listening to it, so I totally know this song and I totally love it. Sam Smith does an amazing job making this his own and putting his own style into it. Actually, when my friend DJ Dizzy D showed it to me, she said, it sounds like Stay With Me, you know, his huge number one hit. It sounds like that, but it's a Whitney Houston song. So here it is. Sam Smith's cover of How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. Remember, you're listening to Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, it's you, I know, you're the one I dream of. Looks into my eyes, take me to the clouds above. Oh, I lose control, can't seem to get enough. When I wake from dream, tell me, is it really love? How will I know if you really love me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you what you know about out of these things. How will I know if you're thinking of me? I try to fall, but I'm too shy, can't speak. Falling in love is all bittersweet. This love is strong, why do I feel weak? Oh, wake me, I'm shaking. Wish I had you near me now. Said there's no mistaking what I feel is really long. How will I know? How will I know? How will How will I know? How will I know if you really love me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you what you know about this thing. How will I know if you're thinking of me? I try to fall, but I'm too shy, can't speak. Falling in love is all bittersweet. This love is strong, why do I feel weak?
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. That was just Sam Smith's cover of How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. I personally think that Sam Smith is one of the greatest singers out there right now. His range, the emotion and passion with which he sings, and his incredible tone are what sets him apart from everybody else. Plus, he's so young, he only has one album out. You know that he's only going to get better and better, and you know that he's going to be putting out a lot more music in the near future. I can't even wait. I personally feel unbelievably fortunate to have seen him perform live. He sounded amazing. He sounded exactly like how he sounds on the track. How satisfying is that? You go see somebody and they sound like how they sound on the track. And I would highly recommend you guys go see him whenever he comes around next. I'm sure it will be once he's released another album. I know he just did that song Omen with Disclosure. That's his most recent music. He's actually going to be doing the new James Bond movies theme song, the beginning song. I can't wait. I'm so excited for that. I love James Bond. I love Sam Smith. What could be better? Well, I think that's all we have time for right now. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. to my fourth episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing three more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.